The question was asked, why are we given a task in this world? Why aren't we just living life to enjoy? Why don't we just be born, climb on a tree, eat bananas, and bathe in the sun all day? I think that the question assumes, presupposes, that there's something good about pleasure. I think we have to define it. Pleasure is enjoyable. Physical pleasure is physically enjoyable. When God created the world, God did us a favor. God also gave us a challenge in that He made this a world that also has capacity for physical pleasure. That is not the focus. We come from a Western society where that is the focus of life. So, therefore, we are bothered with the question, why isn't life only about pleasure? Why isn't life only about the physical, the material, the things we enjoy? But you should notice that there's a difference between saying physical, material, pleasure, and joy, and good. All of those are one thing. It's you could say it's an experience. It's something a person senses. And then there's something else which is called good. Two different things. When we speak about tov, when we speak about good, that doesn't necessarily go hand in hand with what is pleasurable. You're saying, why isn't life only about pleasure? Well, I'll tell you quite honestly. The answer to that question is a little bit complex, but the first answer is, I don't know. Because technically, that question can be brought down to the question, why is there pain in the world? Why does things have to be tough? And all of these questions, when you ask a question that begins with why about God, so I think the most truthful answer is, I don't know. To try and figure out why God created the world so, we could understand on a certain level, but we also have to know that our understanding is limited. So to the depths, the answer is, I don't know. On the surface, we could say what perspective God wants us to have on the fact that He did it so. But that's different than saying why it was done so. You with me?
I'm asking, why do we have to see the humans doing something different and we are not allowed it? And why do we have to look at the humans doing something easier or different than what we're doing?
Maybe that's one of the challenges. It's a constant temptation. It's not only other people doing it, it's other people seemingly enjoying it. You walk around the street, you see billboards, you see advertisements, you see other people living an animalistic life and expressing that they enjoy it. And when you try it, when you go out and buy an ice cream, when you do other things, so it's not as enjoyable as you imagined it would be, but later on when you think back to it, you definitely want to do it again. So one of the challenges that God gave us in this life is the fact that there are the animalistic tendencies of the human being and the desires, and that's the challenge. That's what's called Yetzer Hara. It's the desire to take it out of proportion.
It's not even Jews and humans. And it came to pass when man began to increase upon the ground, daughters were born to them, sons of the rulers of the Penelope. Saw that the daughters of man were good, and they took themselves wives from whom they chose. Hashem said, "My spirit shall not contend evermore concerning man, since he is but flesh. His days may be 120 years." They were allowed to live to 1,000 before that. And the next thing that it says is Nephilim were around, and then destruction next. It's not a fair situation. And if he's so fair and so just...
Why is it not fair? I didn't hear what wasn't fair.
Because you put somebody... It's what I just read. It shakes us. It's like, why are the humans allowed to have a simple, happy life like I can't?
What is happy, Ben? I think that's the biggest farce in the world.
No, because I try and do the same thing as the humans, and I get messed over for it.
Yeah, but they're not happy. You decided they're happy. Every person you'll talk to, and every time you look beyond,
it's not the same thing as
it might be pleasurable short term pleasure.
Okay.
The Torah trains us to long term happiness. Two different things. They're spending their lives pursuing short term pleasure. We were given the gift and understanding to pursue long term happiness. Two different things. We were given a gift. Yeah, it's a challenge. It's not easy. It's the difference between quick, short-term pleasure and long-term happiness. Two different things.
To not allow
it's like a person that says, why can't I just go with a one-night stand? You could, short-term.
No,
you'll get nothing long-term.
This whole thing is, he makes, going to try my best not to include anybody else in this. I'll say me just for the purpose of conversation. Makes me have a conscience or whatever kind of whatever to make me feel hurt.
Every person has a conscience.
Whatever it is, I don't know what we're talking about exactly, but whatever it is that makes me, when I try to be a goy, sorry, I used that word on the net, human or whatever we want to say, nayad, dam or whatever, it was painful. And then you try and be a Jew, you can't live in both worlds. I can't live in both worlds. And it's not a fair system.
What's unfair?
You show the kid bacon, you say don't eat it. Everybody else likes bacon. Like,
when you'll be a parent,
you
won't drink beer?
I'm sorry?
You ever drink beer?
Beer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if your son sees you drinking beer and he's 5, will you give him a bottle?
I grew up, my father always let me and my brother have a sip of whatever booze he had. Me and my brother never had alcohol problems. Our whole lives.
Bad example. But there are going to be things that you say are harmful for someone else. Different people have different things that are correct for them. You know, a person once spoke to me about equality. I was once on a plane, and the guy started talking to me about Judaism and equality. I said, Judaism believes in giving every person the rights to do what's right for them. You don't give a blind man a license and tell him equality. You could drive on the street. Here's the car. Here are the keys. You could have a license. Here, you're like everyone else. No. He has a weakness that other people don't have, so he has a limitation. Due to that limitation, he's supposed to have different rights. And Judaism says every person has their responsibilities, their strengths, their weaknesses, their potentials, and with that come their rights. So it's not about, I have to live like him. I have to reach my maximum.
But he says you can't, or not you.
Right? None of us can, right? 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 We have a certain responsibility. You know what? When God told the Jewish people, you can't marry as many women as you want, whoever you want, the Jewish people started complaining. The Gemara says in Yuma, the Gemara says in Shabbos, the Jewish people were complaining. They said, whoa, 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 wait a second. We just came out of Egypt. We're used to being able to marry whoever we want. What is this that we can't marry our aunts? What is this that we can't just marry whatever girls we want? Yeah, the Jewish people were not happy about it. That's our shortcoming. It's not something to be proud of. It's that we're so physical. We had a hard time accepting that. It's a shortcoming. But you're right. Yeah, it's not easy. It is the commandment which the Rambam says drives people to leave Judaism. When he says, anyone, Aristotle, why couldn't he figure out what was right? Why didn't he get it right? Why did all the great philosophers miss the point? Because they didn't want to. The Sgot HaChalonot?